All right, a week ago, we heard that Facebook had a breakdown in discussions about paying for putting up news content on their site. Mark Zuckerberg was like, no more news for you, Australia. Whereas now, a week later, it seems as though we've got news back on Facebook.
So what did he say this time?
Yeah. Some news for you, Australia.
His accent's so good.
It really is spot on, yeah.
So we wanted to find out why this backflip has happened, whether it's permanent, et cetera, et cetera. And so we go to the host of the next Billion Seconds on the Listener app, Mark Pesci. Good morning, mate. How are you going?
Good morning. Very good, thank you. Glad to see the news back.
Yes. Yeah. No doubt you are. Now, first of all, why the backflip so soon after we got banned from having news in Australia?
Look, it didn't play very well, and Facebook got a lot of attention from governments around the world for bullying Australia. So I think as a strategy, it probably didn't pay off the way they wanted. And so everyone's made a few changes. It's kind of face-saving. And now we're basically back to where we were with the same laws going into effect in Parliament this week.
So is that where Facebook will pay journalists for having them on their platform?
Yes, if you are a sufficiently large news organization, which I think is $150,000 a year in revenue, so it's more of the larger ones and the smaller ones can band together, then they can negotiate with Facebook for Facebook using their content.
So I heard that it was in good faith discussions with Mark Zuckerberg. So what does this mean going forward? How long is it going to take before news organisations are being paid for their content being on the platform? And like, what sort of revenue are they getting for this? Is it worth their while?
It's probably better than a poke in the eye. Whether it's going to be hundreds of millions of dollars, no, I don't think that's going to happen. Even the deals with Google, and arguably Google is absorbing much more of the ad revenue than Facebook is, really with the big news organizations is only in the low tens of millions of dollars. And a lot of that will be in-kind advertising on Google. So Google Ads on Google, which is basically free to Google. So there's some money here. It is not going to be billions of dollars, but it's certainly the beginning of a different kind of relationship between the news creators and the companies that are making money off of it.
Do you know how this came about? Like, how did they rekindle the love?
It's either that or they broke up and realized they were just not having fun alone.
Ah, I see.
It's going into winter over in the States. Yeah. You know, they wanted someone to cuddle. Cold and lonely. Nice hot Australia.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, Mark, with this relationship, it's a pretty strange one because essentially Australian news sites want to promote their own product. They're doing it on a platform created by somebody else, and they're getting people to have more clicks on their site as a result of having it on the platform. How do you feel about this? Do you think it's reasonable for Australian news sites to ask for cash for this? Or do you think that news sites are getting promotion out of a platform that's so huge and so everywhere that it's actually useful for them to be on there?
Look, there's definitely a two-way street that both parties are benefiting. But let's be clear, when you share a news item into your Facebook feed, your friends and family only see it if Facebook thinks that when they see that, it will help keep them engaged in seeing ads on Facebook. So you're basically providing the fuel, but the fact of whether it turns up in someone else's feed, that's Facebook's decision to monetize it. And this is the thing that people maybe don't remember about this, that this is all about Facebook picking which news stories to share in order to make money off of them.
So, Mark, in that same regard, if like a seriously fake article is getting lots of clicks, is that potentially that journalist will get paid for that? Like, how are we going to keep the sanctity of the actual news if we're just basing it on what works and what clicks and what keeps eyeballs on the screen?
So, again, the government has a definition about what constitutes a news organization. Is someone that is not just publishing fake news, but is actually doing true news stories. And so in that respect, there's a safeguard around that. So it's not just someone promoting some crazy COVID cure or whatever it is. That's not quote unquote news.
Okay. Right. And with 3 billion followers now, roughly, on Facebook, it's bigger than any government, it's bigger than any country, it's bigger than any organization in the entire world. Do you think that we're going to see this kind of bullying from Facebook going forward because they've got more power, really, than any single entity in the world at the moment?
Well, they have a lot of eyeballs. They have a lot of attention. They don't have nuclear weapons yet. So what we have to realize, part of what we're going to see over this decade is that the battles of big tech are basically going to be battles between sovereign nations like Australia, like France, like Canada, and these trillion-dollar companies. And we don't really know how all of that's going to play out, but it's going to change both of them.
Right. Mm. There you go. Okay. Well, Mark Pesce there, the host of the next Billion Seconds on the Listener app. Thanks for your insight and time this morning, mate. Always good to have you on.
Thank you. My pleasure.